Our boy Danny V has the first child to go back to school so far this year. And it's a big deal because your 11-year-old daughter Lily is a sixth grader now. And last time you were in New Mexico, you were getting all the scoop on everything. And you caught up with Lily to see how it all went down.
And what we learned was that she is very detailed in getting ready for school. She's got like every 10 minutes mapped out from when she takes a shower to when she grabs her backpack.
Or so the rumor goes.
Right. Okay. We'll see how long that lasts. I think that'll last for maybe 4 days. And then she's going to go back to pure chaos.
Probably.
But we also learned she was worried about being bullied by her teachers.
Yeah, not the other kids, just the teachers.
So last night you called her up and you recorded the conversation.
Sure did.
Okay, are you ready to hear how things went?
I cannot wait.
Lily.
Yeah?
Tell me about your first day in sixth grade.
I mean, it was kind of boring because, like, all they were doing was talking about, like, their, like, expectations and, like, all that stuff. So it was just, like, talk.
I mean, she just kind of summed up our radio show. talk. I forgot about it. It's like the syllabus day.
Oh, yeah. Syllabus week.
That freaking day sucks. You're right. It's like they go over everything. I'm like, I'm looking at the sheet. Like, I know how to read. Do we have to do this for the entire class?
This could have also been audio of Steve after any staff meeting we had.
I was about to say, this could have been settled in an email. Did we need a meeting
for
this?
Why are we here?
I could have had one more day off from school. Yep. You could have emailed me this.
It was kind of annoying. Otherwise, my favorite teacher is probably my theater teacher or my language arts teacher. I also like the...
I'm going to sound ignorant. I forgot. What is language arts?
It's like English, essentially, like writing, reading, stuff like that.
If you listen to the show, I clearly skipped that class many times.
The art of language, Steve, obviously.
Oh, thanks. Oh, wow. I could have said that, too. It's the art of language. Do you know what you learn in language arts?
No idea.
Do you know, Danny?
I mean, I read The Outsiders once.
Is that like sentence structure? I don't know.
Are we reading books in language arts?
Yeah, you read books, but you also write.
Why isn't it just English?
I should be called that, but it's always been called language arts, even since I went to school.
All right.
I also like the PE teacher, but he's not like my favorite.
I love that she just likes drama class, gym.
Yeah, and lunch. Yeah, that's typical. Probably about it.
All right.
My least favorite teacher is my science teacher. He's mean, bro.
Oh, so okay, hold on a second. First of all, she was worried about a teacher being mean, and she found one, but also...
He's mean, bro.
Okay, bro. Why is he mean?
Okay, I'm glad you said something. Why is your daughter calling you bro?
I don't know. It's the new slang. I mean, it's not new, but she calls everyone bro. She even calls her mom bro.
I mean, my daughter calls me my dog. But I think that's strange also. And what, does Barry call you homie?
Yeah, of course.
He's like mean and like strict at the same time.
What are you most excited for?
Probably to start doing stuff for the clubs to start, because there's a drama club, and I'm really excited for like the tryouts to start. So like basketball, soccer, because I'm going to try out for soccer and basketball.
Nice.
Okay, last question. Do you have any new crushes?
No.
Are you lying?
No.
Why are you laughing?
Because it's just... Okay, so I still like the same kid, but there's also like new fine shit. So there's
Huzz
at
this. This is the strangest thing. So she referred to this guy as fine, rhymes with bite, but with the letter S and H. So it's a curse.
Yes.
But it said like, you know, when like a slang for the S word.
Yeah. Like in England.
Right.
Yeah. Honestly, she took me so off guard with this because she's never used this slang before. Apparently, it's huge right now.
And said it very casually.
Yeah.
Excuse, did you just cuss?
I said fine shit.
Who?
Fine shit.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can say that on the radio.
I'm pretty sure we can because I went online just to see what fine bite is. And it says it's a term to use to describe someone as being attractive, but it's also a variation of, instead of saying fine bit,
yeah,
you're saying fine bite.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope you've tracked.
You're making me very nervous.
Well, I know, me too.
It's not cussing. It's a term.
Fine shit.
Yeah. It's basically like a fine person, but yeah. They're not. None of them are in my grade, and so it's annoying.
They're all older than you?
They're all in eighth grade.
No!
Absolutely not.
Wait, you don't want her hanging out with eighth graders?
No, I don't. And I'm not happy about this, Steve. I don't care how fine bites they are. I don't want to meet these guys.
I was hoping that they were chopped bites, because apparently chopped means they're unattractive.
Oh.
So they're fine, they're hot. If they're chopped, they're nasty looking.
Should I use that from now on with
her? Yes. Yes, drop chopped bite.
Okay.
And see what she says.
No, I just think they're cute. I don't like them, but I think they're cute.
I'm going to beat them up.
No, I don't.
Okay, Danny, you can't beat up eighth graders. No. I mean, you physically can't, but also you're not allowed to.
I'm not allowed to. I'll go to jail. I get it.